Jitendra Singh, I welcome you to Read My Story, where I interview authors, speakers, coaches, celebrities, entrepreneurs, and more. Today, I have with me Ms. Bhavna Singh. She is a theta healer and a chakra science instructor, clinical hypnotherapist, angel card reader, and Akashic record reader. She has been born and educated in Uttar Pradesh, and her first interests were in education and learning with a spiritual bent of mind. She was always curious about parts of subconscious mind. Having completed her master's in education from Allahabad University, she worked as a teacher in various schools across the country for around 8 years. Throughout this time, she stayed focused on gathering knowledge and experiences on holistic healing techniques, meditation, and spiritual upliftment for herself and her fellow being. The urge to learn, heal, and spread happiness and contentment has been the focus of her life for the past decade. Her journey has been full of erudition and joy, specks of tribulation and self-doubt, and many magical experiences. Now she is committed to enhancing and using her skills as a healer and guide for those who understand the power of human mind and its limitless capacities for self-healing and focused manifestation, which leads to the realization of our dreams and aspirations. Today she will be discussing with us about her life journey. So let us hear from her. Welcome, Bhavna. The platform is open, and now over to you.
Thank you so much, Jitendra. I'm really grateful for such kind words and such beautiful words, and you really love when someone speaks about you. So my journey, if I talk about my journey, since childhood, I was very simple and a religious kind of a person. So I believe in the power of God. So there, I always believe that there is some power and which looks after you, and whenever you call it, it always helps you out.
Right.
Okay? So this is about my journey. So what happens? What happened in my childhood? It was not so. There was some struggle. So I have always believed in God, and whenever I have asked something, I have got. So after I got married, again everybody has struggles in their life. I also had. I was struggling, but the thing is that I always had a support. Then something happened for which I went to. Went to some hypnotherapist for my therapy. You know, I was a little struggling, so my husband only suggested me. He found out through our common friend. I met her. I did my hypnotherapy. First, I was not able to believe, but then I was able. Then I got to know that the such things also exist in this world. Yeah. So after that, that religious thing went away, and I stepped into spirituality.
Then I started learning.
This is how my spiritual journey started. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So yeah. So after that, what happened? I started learning all various healing modalities, and since I am master's in education, I was teaching small children also. I was learning from them, and it was like girna bhagna. My life was like that.
Great.
So it was not school. It was like that, but I never stopped. I always, I always thought learning is more important. You should be a good learner. So
right.
I just keep on learning various healing modalities, and then I am here
sharing your story. So looking forward to it. And first thing, if I ask you, is how did your past life has affected the person who you are and what you wanted to be in your life?
See, I always told you, I always yearn for what is my life path. I literally used to cry in front of the God because I didn't know. I was teaching, but that was not life path. Life path is something, it is, you know, when you are doing something, you enjoy doing it, you love doing it, you learn. Learning is like you learn everywhere, that is fine. But when you enjoy doing something, and when you love something doing, and when you are able to give something to the give back to the society, then that is your life path. I was not able to recognize what exactly. And now, at 42 years of age, I have come to know about my life path. That whatever I have learned, and whatever I have learned, I can keep evolving myself, and I can help others to evolve.
Great. This is really wonderful. And possibly it happens. Sometimes you get your life journey, what you want to get through very early, but sometimes it took you a little longer than expected. So that is fine. Absolutely fine. So moving back to the next one. So what are the things you are passionate about in your life?
I am passionate about, you know, traveling. And whenever I practice all these energy healing modalities and I meditate, I am just happy in my own space. And after that, I get so rejuvenated, so refreshed that I just I cut off that monotony and I just come back refreshed and rejuvenated.
Right.
So this is I love about that.
Great. So if I talk about your work and experiences, how it looked like, how you started your work as a teacher, what all you did in that duration, then how you got into your professional journey as a spiritual healer and all.
So my husband is in army, so I was not staying in one place. I used to travel, I think in these 19-20 years I have traveled a number of places, so I was not able to continue my job in a continuous process. So I was able to go together about my spiritual journey and my professional journey. I was able to maintain that, but at some point of time I thought I just left that teaching part because I was not able to sustain, as my children also grew up and I was not able to look after them also. So I just left that part and I focused on my spiritual part and as well as my because I always believe that your children, your family, you don't need to leave them. If you are on a spiritual path, you don't need to chola pehen ke, you just go away from your responsibilities, go away and just go on hills. It is not required. You can balance between your personal life, your family life and your spiritual life as well. So you can always do that. That's what I learned and I tried to do it.
Right, that's great. If I talk about the vision, mission and goal in your life for next 5 to 10 years from now.
Next 5 to 10 years. So before coming to that, I would like to tell you about what exactly I do in right now. I am currently doing. So for the past 10 years, as I have already told, I have been learning various healing modalities. So I am 2 years back, I met my partner. She is Apramita Mukhopadhyay. And after that, we met and, we just clicked. I talked about the idea. So about Jibisha Ananta. So what happened? She is also equally interested in traveling. She also likes to travel. And both of us like to travel. And we belong to the same organization. So we are, we are very comfortable. We have got same ideas to some extent. So this is how Jijivisha Ananta was born.
Right.
So Jijivisha Ananta means Jine Ki Cha. And then we started traveling and learning together. And then we realized while we were doing and noticed that whenever we used to go to high vibrational places, whenever we practice those energy healing modalities there, it used to be very effective. It used to be very powerful because those places have got energy field over there.
Right.
So then idea was conceived of Jijivisha Ananta, we can merge these two concepts together about traveling and spiritual workshop, if we can do like that. So this is how Jijivisha Ananta was born.
Right.
And we have been doing since 6-7 months. We have earlier we used to do only a spiritual workshop. Now we have we have merged that traveling concept together. So we are going to places and there we are conducting these workshops.
Okay.
So we are doing Shimla, Fagu Shimla, and then we have already we have done this in Jaipur also with some foreign clients, and all those clients, they were very impressed. And and you know what this is, when you listen from others' mouth that you know the we applied this particular thing, this technology, and our life has changed. So this is something, you know, this is a success. Or आपको एक सुकून मिलता है कि whatever कि आप इतनी मेहनत कर रहे हो, so अब उसका एक फल मिला. So it works like that. And this is about Jijisha Ananta and me and Abraham.
So next 5 to 10 years, what you have plans to do?
So we have selected women as our subject because we all know that they are the pillars of our society. So one woman will get empowered. She will go back. She will get. She will empower her family. Okay. Then one family, they will empower another family, and you know, a long game will be made. And this is what we are thinking, that if we can do a little bit in the society, we can make people aware of this beautiful, you know, if we, they can lead to a beautiful life. So ye hamara enemy ka fun.
Right. And how, like, you are planning to do it? So, how this process will happen?
So we will be planning, we will be taking these spiritual workshops, and already these workshops are already, you know, hone ja rahi hain. Abhi Fagu Shimla mein hone ja rahi hain. Then we are doing it in Leh Ladakh also.
Okay.
And then we have got one client coming to Jaipur, so we are doing with them also. So they are coming back again to do these workshops with us.
So how many people are part of these workshops?
Since 6-7 months since we have started, so I think 15-20 people are already there. They have already changed their lives.
Right.
And we hope that this you know, number should increase.
So for the next 5 to 10 years, any aspiring numbers you keep on like walls, this is the number you want to achieve?
More and more people, we want more and more people to empower this society. Jitne bhi aa jaye kam hai.
Correct.
And this is so simple. You know, our life is so simple. We are the only one who make it complicated. It is so simple. Aap nature mein jaake dekho, sabko apna kaam pata hai, free hai. आप एनिमल्स को देखो, आप प्लांट्स को देखो, ऑल दे आर ऑल डूइंग देयर जॉब्स एंड दे नो व्हाट टू डू इट. वी आर द वन हु मेक्स इट सो कॉम्प्लिकेटेड एंड देन फिर गेट्स एंटैंगल्ड इन देयर ओन थिंग.
करेक्ट. आई थिंक वी गॉट टू कंफ्यूज आवर ओन सेल्फ.
यस.
राइट राइट. सो इफ आई टॉक अबाउट द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट लाइफ लेसन्स यू हैव लर्नड इन योर लाइफ, कुड बी फ्रॉम योर पर्सनल और प्रोफेशनल जर्नी सो फार, सो व्हाट आर दीज थिंग्स यू कैन शेयर विद अस?
यस. यू डोंट हैव टू स्टॉप और गेट स्टक. यू डोंट need to. There is always a way. What we do, we focus on the problem. So if we start focusing on the solution, our life will be easy.
Correct.
So this is how we can live our life, focusing on the solution rather than focusing on the problem.
Right.
And then we should be aware of whatever some emotion is, something is happening, why it is happening. There
right.
is some, there must be some reason of ki ye hamare sath hi kyon ho raha hai, why we, because we are the only ones जिन्होंने ये decide किया था planet में आने से पहले to learn a certain lesson.
Correct.
So that time there was not that kind of awareness. Now when the people gets aware, for it, I will explain it to you, with you an example. For example, if you have to go to Canada, so what will you do? You will just pack your bags and just go away. So will it be easier for you to sustain? No. You will get your tickets done, you will contact travel agent, you will make a plan, that there will be some itinerary and all those things. You will plan your trip and then you will go. Will it not be easier and comfortable for you?
Correct.
This is how our life is. So
correct.
We need to be aware of what is happening and how can I deal with that. And there are ways, there are healers, there are everything is here only on this
correct.
planet.
Agreed.
You can always have it, always go ahead, no need to get stuck.
Correct. And you rightly said, we always crave why we. So that only happens when we got kind of pain or suffering. When we get anything positive, could be money, health wise, or could be any name, fame, success, then we never say why.
Yes,
this
yes.
is
actually
this is
what happens. What happens? There are certain beliefs which we have taken it from you know, from our ancestors. At that point of time, those were maybe उस time पे के लिए वो important थे. But now in this present life, वो जो old belief systems है, old programming है, now that this is not required. So we need to change that. And again, there is a way to change that. You can always change it and go ahead. There is a, for example, there is a money block in everyone. Money सबको चाहिए, but कोई accept नहीं करता. Why? Why not? Nature is all about abundance. You go out and you will see everything is in abundance. So why money? Money is something which is required to live your life. It is as important.
True.
So there are certain belief systems attached to that, and that is why हम ये सोचते हैं कि अगर पैसा आएगा तो that for that you required to dig yourself. कि हम ऐसा क्यों सोच रहे हैं? पैसा है तो खुश होके सोचो ना. हाँ, पैसा आना चाहिए. You think कि अगर पैसा आएगा तो how you are going to live your life? आप अपना material life कैसे spend कर सकते हो? Then you can help others also.
Right.
You will have money. So why to restrict yourself in even thinking about कि नहीं, money के बारे में सोचना बहुत गलत बात है. Doesn't happen like that.
Correct. It is purely based on your thoughts, your mindset, your belief system,
exactly.
Your conscious mind, subconscious mind. Everything is kind of revolving around these things.
True.
Right.
Very true.
So now coming back to the next one, like we were talking about this thing before interview, and I am also holding keen interest on this topic. Try to learn as much as possible about this thing. So interest to me, I'd like to know from you is what is subconscious and conscious mind? How to build better coordination among them?
So if we talk about the mind, can you tell me what exactly brain is? What is the difference between the brain and the mind?
Brain, if I usually I don't answer on this platform, but if I have to, brain is the physical part of what we have, and mind, if I talk about, is the thing how we respond, how what we think. That is kind of a thing which is related to non-physical part of our thinking process.
Very good. Actually, very nice. Actually, you know so much of you have that information. So mind is like a ball of energy. So it exists in the vibrational form, and it is in an electromagnetic form in and around our body. So it is a metaphysical aspect of our being. We cannot touch it, but it exists. So you must have heard about that when you are happy, so you say, or you say someone says butterflies in the stomach, kuch hota hai, something happens in your navel. So this is your mind attracting thought, feelings, and giving back also. And then when we represent in a human mind structure, so it can be divided into conscious mind and subconscious mind. Here,
right.
We are talking, we are aware, our short-term memory, okay, then our willpower and critical thinking, all these are the parts of the conscious mind.
Right.
Which is about 12%. Then before coming to the next part, I will give you an example. So, for example, if you are working somewhere, okay, and you are getting 10 lakh, and you are able to use it only 12% of that 10 lakh rupees. So, how will you feel? So, it is like that. So,
correct.
Here comes the subconscious mind. Conscious mind, which I was talking about, it is just the tip of the iceberg. Because now, and the subconscious mind, which it is comprised of the 88% of the human mind, and it is 6,000 times more powerful than conscious mind. All our long-term memories, your past life, past life memories, all your emotions, your belief systems, voluntary, involuntary body functions, and every single experience of your life is stored in the subconscious mind.
Right.
And you can always fit. God has given you that power. You can always tap that subconscious mind, and you can always change your life and live your life to the fullest. You can always manifest your desires into reality. So it has that power.
Correct.
It is your birthright. It is your birthright to live your life full of positivity, full of joy, abundance. You can live it.
Like, and as I asked you, like conscious mind and subconscious mind, when we talk about, conscious mind is active, always active, working when we are awake, when we think, when we do things, when we are not sleeping. But subconscious is mind, kind of mind which works both when we are awake and when we are sleeping. It works all around. So the question is still like, how we can create a better connect among them so that whatever we think in a conscious way get into a right way to our subconscious, and it can act on the right approach, right way, so that we have the positivity. Because what happens is, when we think that point in time we are positive, highly positive, but after some time when we are not consciously thinking about that, kind of negative emotions comes in or negative thought comes in, that positivity goes back, and subconsciously we kind of getting sad and kind of depressed. So how to make a connection between them so that if we are taking things positively, it still remain positive in our subconscious?
So it is done by meditation. There are certain meditation you can talk to your subconscious mind and practice. Practice is the key. You have to keep practicing it. And there are various components. I would like to tell some of them. Like, if you are thinking, for example, if you need I'm talking about materialistic things right now, because maybe everyone can relate to that.
Correct.
You know.
Correct.
So for example, you have to buy a luxury car. Okay.
Right.
So what will you do? You will manifest. Okay. So you, when you will manifest, you will visualize that car. Okay. And then you are sitting. How your relation is with that car? How you are using it? To that extent, you will visualize, and then you will repeatedly tell your subconscious mind, I already have that. Subconscious mind doesn't know about I am. If you are talking about subconscious mind, it always, because hum jo present moment mein rehte hain, that is also important. Ki hum kya sochte hain, hum pehle ka sochte the, ye ho gaya, abhi kya hoga.
Correct.
So we need to be in the present moment, and when you meditate, you come in that phase. Aap us dheere dheere practice ke saath, it is not ki aap ekdam turant ho jayega. It needs practice. Time ke saath definitely hoga. And
right,
when you come into the present moment, and that your subconscious mind takes it also. Jab aap bataoge ki haan, ye already hai aapke paas, and how you are using it, one day you might get a car. And then how much time will it take? It depends on you. How much practice you are doing, how much you want that car, because there will be some doubt, you know, there will be some belief systems because of which you will get stuck, you won't be able to get it. So it needs a time, lot of practice and meditation.
Correct.
This is how you can tap to your subconscious mind. Then
correct,
there comes a very, very important emotion, that is grateful. Whatever you have right now, you should be grateful. You should acknowledge that you have that particular things in your life. You should be grateful of that, and then it opens the door of abundance.
True.
So these are the certain things.
Correct. That's absolutely fine. But thing happens is, when we put up all the effort and we still don't achieve it, the thing which comes out to be is your belief system is weak, or you are not able to concentrate that much probably. But the thing is, the person who is doing this manifestation, trying, like coordinating everything, whatever he is trying to do, he's putting up all his effort. So where are the possibilities that he or she may be lacking?
See, there are told you that I have learned so many energy healing modalities. So here you, with these modalities, when you learn these modalities with a trained instructor, so this is how you can tap into. Kyunki apne se hota hai, to hame hamesha kisi ki help ki zarur. When we are not able to do it on our own, then we required a, you know, certain help from someone. So these energy healing modalities, agar aap pata kar lo, aap net internet pe dhoond lo, and then un instructors se aap in energy healing modalities ko learn karo. So there are various, like past life regression hai, theta healing hai, and you learn these modalities, then you practice it, and dheere dheere slowly and steadily you will, you know, very
correct. So that will help our the conscious, subconscious, to manifest anything and everything, whatever we want to achieve in life.
Yes.
Great. So coming back to you again, if I ask you, are you an introvert or an extrovert kind of a person, and what you feel the pluses and minuses of the same?
See, I am an introvert, but there are always pros pros and cons to everything. So, but if you have something with, you know, agar a koi quality hai, so there is a reason. If I would not have been introvert, I would have not left teaching, you know, or main teaching karti rehti, and I would have gone to some other, you know, kisi aur jagah pe chali jati, koi aur path le leti. I would have gone to some other path. But being introvert, it helped me into coming to my spiritual journey. It helped me a lot. So there is always pros and cons attached to everything. But my being introvert, it helped me out, and now I am learning to introvert so that I can, because I now I have to talk to people, and you can learn anything anytime.
Correct. At any that is so correct. That is only part of like
how I am doing that.
How you communicate with people. Exactly. That you can learn with the time.
These are skills, and you can learn it, and you can do good.
Right.
In everything.
Correct. Correct. So like you have been practicing these things for last 10 years as you mentioned, and now you are kind of, apart from practicing spirituality and all, you are kind of organizing spiritual tours also. So onto it further, like in this journey, who all supported you the most?
My husband and my entire family, my children, they are the support system of you know, my journey. So my husband is like a strong pillar. Matlab, he is the one who supported me and, you know, motivated me. He always motivates me. Sometimes I am a human being, I can always you know, I can always be high vibrations mein rehte hain, but sometimes you get low also.
Okay.
So he is the one. He is such a with his patience and, you know, with his knowledge and everything, he always supports me and he always guides me.
Right.
So I'm proud of him, and I'm proud of my children, because they have become independent and they have said, Mama, you continue with your work and we will do our work, and you don't worry of the, whenever I go for trips, they look after the house so well. So I'm just proud of them. And my mother, she's the one, she's the angel of my life. She has always motivated me and she is my inspiration.
Wonderful.
So this is about me.
Great. So if I talk about the kind of motivation and inspiration, as you mentioned, your husband is one. So I'd like to know onto it more, like how you get your motivation and inspiration from?
From life experience. So whatever jo bhi ghatna meri life mein ghati gayi, and you know, jab main is spiritual journey mein aayi hu, so if I need to learn something, this is now happening with me. If I need to learn something, kahin se mujhe so I come to know. कभी मैं YouTube में देख लूंगी, if I have to get messages, or you know, कि आगे मुझे कैसे बढ़ना है, somehow universe tells me with various ways, and this is how I am moving forward.
Right. Great.
So I would say ki I am getting this inspiration from the universe intelligence, maybe.
True. That's really wonderful. So if I ask you about the your take on success, what do you think success is to you?
I will be successful when more and more people will get aware of these beautiful things what I have learned, and I will be able to, you know, pass on to various to make them enable ki wo maine jo learn kiya hai, agar main wo dusre logo se share kar paungi, whatever I my experiences, my knowledge, if I would be able to share and even one life get empowered, this will be my success.
Great. That is really wonderful. So now we are moving on to the last question. Any message, advices you would like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Yes, definitely. Don't talk. Keep moving. Success will definitely come to you. And at this age, at this age of 42 years, if I have found my life path, you can always, you know, learn. Keep learning. Keep moving. And have faith in the universe, and everything will fall apart. So this is the message I would like to give to everyone.
Wonderful.
Life has tremendous opportunities. Give that chance to your life.
Right. Learning is really important, because when you keep on learning, the opportunities comes automatically.
Definitely.
Right. So
it will come.
Definitely. So what an amazing insights you have shared. It was really amazing to hear from you more and more. Bhavna, I really enjoyed our conversation and looking forward to hear more from you again soon, probably on the same topic or maybe on different topic, because while discussing, we were discussing about other things also. So probably we'll take up another another topic next time and we will talk about that also. Thank you so much, Bhavna, for your time. It was wonderful having you here.
Totally my pleasure. Thank you so much, Jitendra, for giving me such a beautiful platform to speak. Thank you so much.
And also, I will share your social media links with the video that will help people to be in touch with you, take your help and guidance wherever they need or wherever they feel like. So that will be helpful to them. So guys, don't forget to check that out too. Thank you so very much, everyone, for watching and listening. I hope you all must have gathered a lot of valuable information and insights and enjoyed watching it. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Have a good time. Thank you and bye-bye.